Happy New Year. We're here. We made it. We made it through the year. And now we're opening ourselves up to the new year. And the new year is all up to you. The new year is open to whatever you want to make it. And we are going to move our consciousness today. We are going to move it into a new space of being. You came, and I believe that you did the 7 steps for release in the year 2008. And yeah, most of you did it. And I'll tell you, that means that there's a whole new possibility coming forth for you, 2009. Someone's singing to me. Hey, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good year. I just want to support you as you move into a new state of consciousness. What does that truly mean for you, each one of you? What does that mean? It means that there's going to be a new vibration and energy coming in and through you, because at this time of the year, and particularly 2009, there's a vortex of energy and light coming through this cosmic universe to open us up to more spiritual growth than we've ever had, ever. Yay! And we are ready to accept it. I support your souls evolving. You have evolved through eons and eons and eons of time, and you're here right now. Your soul is here to get a new opportunity to move itself in consciousness. And whenever this new year starts unfolding within you, I'm going to give you some tips that have helped me. And when I move into a new space of consciousness, one of the things that's always helped me is to be an observer of myself. And to be able to watch myself in action and not get involved in the action. It takes a little bit of doing, but if you do it, you're going to find out that it makes life so much easier. Because when we move into a new state of consciousness, the old state leaves and the new starts emerging within us. And sometimes when it starts emerging within us, we start to feel a little uncomfortable, because we like our old way of thinking and being. It's comfortable, but the new is better. The new is always better. The new will bring new ideas, new possibilities in your life if you are open to it. So as we move into this new state of beingness, and it is a state of beingness, it's who you are from within that's going to project out. And as you go through this little process, and it is, I want to tell you, it's a process. You know, when I started on my journey, I thought that maybe someone would tap me on the head and I'd suddenly become enlightened and find the guru that's going to enlighten me. Please, God, where is he? All he has to do is tap me on the head and I will suddenly become the enlightened being. Ha! Huh. Yes, indeed. You know what happened to me? It's that you're going to enlighten yourself. That's a scary proposition, to enlighten yourself. Now, how is that done? It begins with meditation. So the thing, first thing I started doing when I wanted to get connected to God consciousness, I started meditating. And it was hard because my whole beingness didn't want to do it. And the more I tried, the more it got in my way. And I had to keep pushing through that energy so that I could connect to that part of me that was really, truly going to support my evolution of my soul. I began to realize that I was a soul evolving. I began to see some of my past lives and understanding I've lived before. I have had other lifetimes. And the people I'm with right now were in other lifetimes with me. And I began to see that with everybody I was with, that they were evolving. And with the most significant people in your life, you probably, and I assure you, you've been with them before. And you're here to work out something very, very special for you. So when I began to understand I had other lifetimes and the people in my life were there, my children, my four children were there with me in another lifetime, that was a real weird feeling. Really was. But I began to look at them in a new way, and looking at them as souls evolving, they weren't my little girls. They weren't my little kitties that I had to take care of. I started to honor them as souls evolving. And once I started honoring that, I began to see their life plan. I began to see it and understand what they were here to do. And instead of being the dominating mother, you must do it my way, I began standing back and saying, what is it that, how can I help you? What is it that you need from me to support your soul? This is the truth of each and every one of you. What is it that I can do for you to support your soul? What is there for me to do that will awaken more of who you are? How do I come into your consciousness and wake you up to more of who you are? You're already awake. You are already awake. But the only thing I can do to help you become more aware and awake is that I have to become more aware and awake. Because if I am more aware and awake, I can spur you into becoming more aware and awake. So my job is always to be as clear as I possibly can be in the moment, so that when I connect with you, and hopefully I'll be connecting with you as you walk out the door, and if not, I'm connecting with you right now. And I'm magnetizing that part of you that is here, your soul. Your personality is just a personality. It's like getting in a car. It's a car that you're driving around. Eventually, it drops away, and the soul goes on. You're infinite. You are infinite beings. And as I began to recognize that for myself, I began to recognize more and more everybody I was meeting. My life became more at peace and more focused and more embracing of others. After I saw some of my past lives, how was I ever going to judge anyone? How could I do it? I saw some of the worst things possible and some of the most beautiful things possible, and I had to accept it all. And I began to also realize I needed to be my own best friend. I needed to love myself and not beat myself up so much. What I should do or what I shouldn't do, the shoulds that we do to each other and ourselves, we need to love each other and love ourselves. Love ourselves and give ourselves some room. Laugh at yourself. If I can laugh, I love laughing at myself. I finally got to the point where I could laugh at myself and didn't take myself so seriously, because I realized I'm a soul evolving and everything in my life is there for me to embrace, to become more comfortable with. And so who in your life right now, in the play, and I call this a play, the year 2009 is your play. It's your play. Now, how are you going to interact in your play? Who's going to be in your play? Maybe there's new people, and I bet you there'll be a lot of new people coming in. There's going to be some old people leaving. That's why the seven steps are so important. As we release the old, we open ourselves to the new. But I want you to be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. That one of the greatest things that ever happened to me and the worst things that ever happened to me was in the avenue of forgiveness. And I share this with you because it was so significant within my own beingness. I had my fourth or third daughter was mentally challenged. She was would never be more than a 12-year-old. And so I was wondering, why God, why me? What's going on with me that I have this problem in my life? I thought it was a problem, and it really wasn't. God said, I've given her to you to learn about love, to learn about love and forgiveness. And so I began to embrace her and love her. And she taught me more about love, this little child that grew up. And then she grew into a teenager. And I was divorced at the time. And my ex-husband had her for several days, and then I had her for several days every week. And when she'd go to my husband, ex-husband's, she would call me on the phone. She'd say, "Mom, what are you doing?" She'd call me 3 or 4 times. And this was a Friday, and she was at her dad's, and there was no telephone ringing. There was no, "What are you doing, Mom?" So I called, and I said, where's Sherry? Where's Sherry Ann? Well, no answer. Where is she? Later in the afternoon, my ex-husband called and said, "Sherry is missing. We don't know where she is. She's 18 years old, but she's has these mental, emotional problems, and we didn't know where she was." So we called the police. The police said to us, "I'm sorry, we can't do anything for 24 hours. She's 18 years old, so you can imagine us sitting around trying to figure this one out. And so we didn't find Sherry Ann. 3 or 4 days go by, no Sherry Ann. And we were beside ourselves. I went to bed on the 4th day, and as I was laying there, I heard this little voice over to the side of the room, "Mommy, I'm okay." And I turned on my light, and I thought, she's going to be right there, and there was nothing. I turned off the light again, and I said, Sherry, Ann, where are you? I can feel your energy. You're here." And she said, "I'm on the other side, Mommy, and I'm okay." And I realized that she had gone on. And I just didn't know what to do. The only thing I knew what to do is take her up the 7 steps, and that was very difficult. There was no body. There was nothing except this intuitive thing that happened to me. I took her up the 7 steps. It took me weeks, believe me, weeks. But I finally did it. And then I waited, and nothing happened, and nothing happened, and nothing happened. 8 months went by. Nothing was happening. She was gone, and they couldn't find her body. I knew she had left, but how am I going to tell that to the police? You know, you have to just go with the flow. So in the spiritual journey, you're going to find out things in your life that you have to handle and work through. Well, on the 8th month, I got a phone call saying, "We think we found your daughter's body. Hunter was out in the woods, and he tripped over this body. The clothes that were on this now very decayed body were the clothes that you said she was wearing. So, but we can't identify her right now. We have to get the dental records." And I was beside myself. I didn't know. I said, "Well, how did this body die?" "She was shot 4 times." Oh my God. Oh my God. That was a shock to me. And I didn't know what to do with that piece of information. And I just said, "Oh my God." And they said, "Well, we can't identify her for sure till we get her records." So okay. So we tried to get her records. And I was meditating and saying, "Okay, now God, what do I do? How do I get these records?" And it was, "Forgive the person that shot her." And it was just like, oh my God, how do I do that? How do I ever bring myself to that ability to be able to forgive? So I took him up the 7 steps and said, where I went to was disappointments and difficulties. That's where I started, because that was where I was. And I went and I did that, and I worked and worked, and it took me several days, and I finally got to the point where it was done. I knew I had done my spiritual work, and I call it spiritual work. So the telephone rang, they found the dental records, and we got to bury her. Now, the more important thing about this little story is this. I learned about forgiveness, and in forgiving the man that killed my daughter, I forgave myself for another lifetime that I had done something similar. And that was in my face. And I had to do that forgiveness work for him. But in so doing it, I did it for me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Everything is connected to something. Everything is. And when you do your work, you are freeing your soul. I had had many, many lifetimes of guilt and shame about that incident that I had had. And this was the first lifetime that I had an opportunity to really get down there and have the understanding of my soul that I could go and do my work. My major work is freeing my soul. And so whatever is happening in your life and whatever is coming to you in 2009, know you can handle it. Know that you have been equipped with the ability and the strength, the power to handle any situation in your life if you will look at it as a spiritual step. If you will look at it as a spiritual step, you can do it. You can do it. You will do it. You must do it for your soul. When I understood that whatever I was doing for the releasing of my soul, become more consciously aware, I was excited and open to have more challenges of clearing my energy, clearing my life, clearing my beingness so that I could be more conscious, more aware, more able to love, to forgive, to be that which I was created to be. And that is fully conscious of my whole soul. I began to become fully conscious of my whole beingness. And once you start to get into that space, you are capable of bringing great energy and great love to all humanity. You don't do this work for just yourself. This work, the spiritual work, is done for a greater picture, a much greater picture. It is done for the purpose of moving humanity, because if we become awake, if everyone in this room totally moves into your God consciousness, the world would change. The world would change because God is God in all of us and we will awake. So if I'm vibrating at a 25 right now and you are 15, I can help you move to that 25 so that you can move your consciousness. It's all about consciousness moving. It's all about taking responsibility for your soul and working in the best interest of your soul. And then you become totally alive, totally aware, and totally in the present moment, living in the present moment. You don't live in the past. You don't live in the future. You live in the now. And in the now is where all the power is, where all the energy is. It's where the blessings flow, where the love is, and where everything becomes more clear to you, and you are working and loving yourself at a deep level. Loving yourself at a deep level because you are souls evolving. You are evolving and becoming more awakened. And this is a wonderful church. I love the energy in this church. I love what's happening here. This is an absolutely wonderful happening. So I ask you to do a meditation with me. Just do a meditation and let the energy flow, let the love flow, the love in this room, the energy in this room. So as we close our eyes and we just settle down and let the spirit, move in and through you. Let your soul become awakened and alive with a new vibration for the year 2009. A new consciousness is being birthed in you right now in this very moment. In this very moment, a new consciousness is moving in you, aligning with you, supporting you, and loving you, loving you, loving you in the moment. So we open ourselves up to that energy and life of God in us, allowing that energy of God to realign us perfectly with the life plan for 2009, with the consciousness of 2009. We let 2008 be what it is. But we are moving into a space of embracing that wonderful energy and life of the new year. It has a vibration. It's going to move us. It's going to change us. And we are going to become more consciously aware 2009 than we've ever have in any lifetime. The now moment is here. The now moment is here. And we stand in the now. We stand in this moment. There is no past. There's no future. There's just the now. And we embrace the now. Our soul. We embrace our soul. And we illuminate. And we say, come forth. Come forth. Become more of conscious awareness in me. I want my soul to move me into a new space of being. The God part of me. The God part of me. Oh, yes. The God part of me is ready to emerge brighter, brighter, brighter than it never, ever, 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 ever has ever been. And I embrace it. So I want you to say quietly to yourself, I embrace this new consciousness that's coming forth. And say to yourself, I will nurture it. And I will observe it as it works in and through my consciousness and awakens me to a new level of beingness. A new level of beingness. For God is God in me, and we are one. We are one life, we are one love. And the healing takes place. The healing takes place in and through us. And we embrace it. We embrace it. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For being a part of my total existence. And I accept my infinite possibility. And so now, as we come back to the beautiful sanctuary in consciousness, and we open our eyes and we look around to our spiritual family. You are a spiritual family. You're going to support and love each one. You're going to support and love each and every one that's here. We're on a journey. I think this is the most exciting time of our lives, and I am so grateful to be a part of your life. You bless me. Thank you.